why do we watch the news? Why do we consume the news and the various ways that we consume the news? And there was a podcast from Freakonomics on this particular topic that explores it and basically confirms what I had thought all along, which was really the whole reason that people watch the news is not really to be informed. It's to be entertained, right? It's and I think the if you look at the evolution of television news, in the 40-something years that I've been around anyway, can see it's evolved from, telling you the facts to, sensational entertainment, essentially. Why else would you see so many stories about Kim Kardashian or celebrities or whatever, right? And quite honestly, I don't find that stuff entertaining, so I simply don't watch it. And then the few things that they do cover, right, just kind of annoys me. So I really just I don't consume a whole lot of news, other than what I can listen to on No Agenda, because it's just irritating for the most part. I listen to No Agenda. Yeah, it does kind of inform me, but honestly, because it's entertaining, right? And but there's an hidden side of that, and I'll pull the quote from this Freakonomics episode. When I heard it, it made me stop in my tracks. I'm like, okay, I got to mark this because I want to come back to it. But and it was discussing the concept of climate change, and how being educated about science, right, affects your your opinions on climate change.
Dan Kahan.
I'm a professor of law at Yale Law School.
Kahan is also a member of the Cultural Cognition Project. It uses empirical research methods to study how people's values, their ideological predispositions, affect their perceptions of risk and how they factor in scientific evidence. Consider the notion of climate change. Now, some people consider the risks grave and others are skeptical. Kahan says you might think the difference is explained by how scientifically literate a person is.
If you thought that the problem was people don't know as much as scientists know, then you'd predict that as people know more about science, they're going to become more concerned about climate change risks, and that doesn't happen. In fact, we found the opposite.
Now, of course, I took that when I heard that, didn't listen to the rest of the clip, which of course I'll play. But when I first heard that, I went, well, duh. It's like, well, as people find out more about what's actually going on, then they're less likely to believe the story that's being fed by the media, which the media is very good at feeding stories. But what's actually going on here, and this is true with any issue, it's like the more you find out, the more you realize that what you're being told may not actually be true. But that's, I'm going to play the rest of the quote, because I think there's also another point here as well.
Right. So as people become more science literate, cultural polarization increases. If you have the kind of cultural predisposition that makes you skeptical of environmental risks, then as you become more science literate, you're even more skeptical. If you have the kind of cultural predisposition that makes you concerned about environmental risk, as you become more science literate, you become even more concerned.
So as people get more and more, quote unquote, educated about an issue through the news media or whatever, things tend to polarize, right? And that's what's being pointed out here, is that things, you either believe something and believe it much stronger, or you don't believe it and you now have reasons for not believing it. And honestly, this seems to be kind of the way the way humans sort of glom onto the media, right? That conservatives watch Fox News, which, I bet if conservatives realized that News Corp, the company behind Fox News, was like the Clintons, one of their biggest contributors for campaigns, their brain might explode. But and then of course people that have more liberal media bias might be watching MSNBC or whatever, right, or anything else, right? So the people tend to drift toward the media sources that are in line with their thinking, and I will admit that I certainly do that as well, but I try not to play the game too much. I do try, right, to at least entertain other points of view, but it's really hard, right? And there's now so much media out there, right, that it's very easy for us to be in our own little echo chambers of media, right, and get the kinds of information that we're looking for. It's really easy to do, and so and ultimately, it's not necessarily to be informed about anything; it's to be entertained, right? There's because honestly, learning about any of this stuff really doesn't it doesn't affect your life on a day-to-day basis for the most part. So the whole we're trying to be informed is a load of malarkey, I guess. And so just realize that all of that news that you're consuming, regardless of the source, is really just nothing more than entertainment. And we seem to be drawn to the kinds of viewpoints that we have. And I don't know if there's much we can do about it, but we can try to educate ourselves. But that's the reality that the masses seem to how they consume media.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.